Well, the London Olympics are now over, but here is a remarkable statistic left behind. If American women had competed as their own country, they would have tied for third in the gold medal count and finished fifth in total medals. They won a record number of gold medals and far more medals overall than American men. That's one reason that in London, these games will go down as the Women's Olympics. Here's NPR's Howard Berkus.
American women won 29 of the nation's 46 gold medals and 58 of 104 medals overall, producing indelible images. Boxer Clarissa Shields with her arms raised high in victory. Tearful Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh with hands over their hearts on the beach volleyball medal stand. And backstroker Missy Franklin looking from the pool to the scoreboard and seeing the number one.
The winner of the gold medal and Olympic champion, representing
Franklin said it was long and hard hours in the pool that made her the most decorated woman of the London Olympics, with four gold medals and a bronze. But there's also growing participation in sports inspired by Olympic success in the past. Brenda Villa spent the last four Olympics winning medals with the U.S. women's water polo team, which won its first gold here in London.
There's more young girls playing water polo. They grow up to want to be an Olympic water polo player. So the awareness and just we've been more visible since, I guess, Beijing. So more girls playing at a younger age. I think that's what's helped in our case.
The United States Olympic Committee says the American women's medal count in London is due in part to Title IX, the 40-year-old federal law that prohibited gender discrimination in school sports. Scott Blackman is the U.S. Olympic CEO.
Title IX really gave us a head start because of our really national commitment to make sure that young women in particular were getting the opportunity to be involved in sports. So it's something that that we're proud of, but I think the rest of the world is clearly doing the same thing at this point. So we're glad we got ahead of the curve.
Success for American women also attracts unwelcome attention. A New York Times story said 100-meter hurdler Lolo Jones is in the spotlight, not because of athletic achievement, but because of her exotic beauty and marketing. Jones, the Times story declared, had a slim chance for a medal. She actually finished fourth, just a tenth of a second behind the bronze medalist. But winning medals doesn't shield women from scrutiny that has nothing to do with athletic achievement. Sixteen-year-old Gabby Douglas made history as the first African-American woman to win the individual gymnastics all-around, but became the target of social media scorn because of her hair. The treatment of Douglas and Jones prompted this from Kayla Harrison, the first American ever to win a judo gold medal.
I think that our society puts a lot into women and sometimes how they look or what they wear, how they dress. And I think that being a strong female competitor is the best thing that we can do in order to sort of fight that. You know, it doesn't matter how we look when we win the gold medal. We just won the gold medal.
American women aren't alone in winning more medals than male teammates. The Chinese and Russian medal winners are also mostly women. The London Olympics were the first to feature women in every sport, but women don't compete in 30 events in those sports. There's pressure for full gender equity, which might only increase the Olympic gender gap. Howard Berkus, NPR News, London.
This is NPR News.